so good, always. Welcome to this practice of yoga nidra for alignment. That's a great word. That's the one I choose for today. Yoga nidra for alignment. As always, let's start by slowly, carefully, mindfully, and intentionally getting as comfortable and cozy as possible. You can lie down with a bolster or a pillow, a rolled up yoga mat under your knees. And something under your head can be great for that extra support. A blanket, always a nice touch to keep you good and warm, cocooned in your nest. As the body can cool down when you're on your back, laying down, entering into this deep state of relaxation. Today, there will be short periods of silence, intentional periods of silence there for you to have your own experience. Allow any messages, insights, messengers to come through, and really just let go into the practice, into the space. Although it's called yogic sleep, as I'm sure a lot of you already know or are still learning, sometimes we don't actually or fully go to sleep, right? Rather, there's this hovering, this dipping in and out. There's a surfing of the interface between waking and sleeping. And we're rarely there, right? We're either awake or we're asleep. But that in-between, that hypnagogic state, is why you're still here practicing with me, all of us together. It's juicy, it's healing, it's restorative, and it's going to give you all of that alignment today and then some. But of course, if you do fall asleep, wake yourself up snoring, feel like you drift right in and out, that is completely fine and totally normal. It's simply part of your process today, and by default, exactly what you'll need more than anything else right now. Remember, if you at any point become uncomfortable in your nest, and you really feel like you need to move, go ahead and do so mindfully, of course, perhaps after checking in first. Because that urge to move could be your ego's resistance to actually going deeper. So, as I said, try to observe the urge to move, to fidget, right? To make sure you really do have to move or adjust. And if anything in the session makes you feel uncomfortable, if you want to pause at any point, all you have to do is focus on your breath, maybe give the fingers and toes a little wiggle, open your eyes, and you will come out of the nidra state, if needed, of course. So laying down on your back, arms wide, shoulders pulled down, legs wide, toes flop open. Eliminate any space between the low back and the bed, the mat, the surface below you with a little lift and tilt, a scoop of the pelvis. Paired with that tucked chin to elongate the spine from crown to tail. The fingers are curled gently, and there's a softness in the glutes, in the pelvis, the abdomen, the ribs, chest, throat, and face. And let the head be heavy, the brain, eyes, and eyelids too. Defurrow brow, unclench the jaw, let the tongue go. Lay your body down. Take a huge breath in through the nose. And through the mouth, sigh it out, let it go. Again, through the nose, breathe in, fill the belly, flare the ribs, expand the lungs, fill the chest up, 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 and hold here. Hold the breath for 5, 4, 3, keep the body soft, 2, 1, big sigh, exhale through the mouth, let it all go, let the air empty fully. Last one, through the nose, fill the low belly all the way down to the pelvis, then up. Fill the navel, under the ribs, through the lungs, the throat, up to the crown. Keep going and beyond, and hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Huge sigh, make some noise. What are you releasing? Yes, let it go. And arrive right here. Arrive into this space you've created for yourself. Of course, any last little fidgets or adjustments after we moved some energy with those breaths, taking them now, as comfortable as you can be. And again, arriving into this sacred space that you've created for yourself. And now that you've arrived, start to notice what's around you. What's around the physical body? So feeling first the surface beneath you. Is it warm, soft, hard, cushiony, rubbery? Feel the weight of the blanket, the clothing that you've placed over yourself. Its texture, the weight. How cozy it's making you feel. And listen to any sounds around you from wherever you are in your home. Any sounds outside and any sounds inside. Notice the temperature of the air on your skin, on your face. Is it warm in the space that you're in? What about outside of the space that you're in? What's the weather like today? Really starting to connect to the sensations of the space around you. As you breathe in, imagine that the inhale travels from your feet all the way up your front body, and that breath pauses for just a moment above your head before falling back down along your spine, back down to your feet on the exhale. It'll linger at the feet before the next inhale begins. So breathing in, breath travels from feet all the way up the front of your body, pausing above the head, and exhale, falling back down through spine, down to the feet on the exhales before the next round begins. Almost like when you inhale, the spring rises up the front body. There's a pause while summer ripens overhead. You exhale and the breath falls down along the spine, winter drifting below the soles of the feet, before the next spring upward once again. staying with these seasonal breaths, in and up, down and out. Breath springs up, a summer pause. Breath falls down, a lingering winter. Now come back to your own natural rhythm of breath, however that feels to you today. Simply observe how the breath feels in your body in this moment. Now, I want you to imagine yourself standing by a body of water. Notice, is it a lake, a stream? Maybe you're on a beach. Create an image of this space in your mind's eye. You can hear the water flowing through the stream, lapping against the shore, the sand, or the soil beneath your toes. Feel a warm glow of sunshine, that fresh air on your face. And allow yourself to smile here. And let the feeling that that smile gives you wash over and through you, just like the sunshine you're standing beneath. In this moment, in this beautiful safe space by the water, you are standing in the center of your own circumstances, your own life, perfectly aligned with all aspects of your life: opportunity, love, growth, health, and prosperity are ahead of you. And the challenges, the lessons, the wisdom, all of that growth, every step that has brought you to this moment, behind you. You are standing at the center of your own circumstances, perfectly aligned with all aspects of your life. And from here, based on where you've been and where you are destined to go, create your Sankalpa. I am abundant. I am liberated. I am a master manifester. I am creative. I am limitless. I am rooted in love. I belong. I am. Based on where you've been and where you are destined to go, with faith and feeling, repeat your Sankalpa 3 times. Now entering into a phase of rotating awareness around the body. When I name a body part, just hold your awareness there. Notice what you feel. Beginning at that intuitive point between the eyebrows. Perhaps a point of light right here between the eyebrows. Now hold your awareness at the hollow, the base of the throat, the right shoulder, right elbow, wrist, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm, back of hand, whole right hand, right wrist, elbow, shoulder, hollow at the base of the throat. Now bring your awareness, hold it at the left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, left palm, back of hand, the entire left hand, left wrist, elbow, shoulder, hollow at the base of the throat, center of breastbone, inside of left breastbone, inside of right breastbone, the entire chest, navel center, pelvic floor, right hip, right knee, right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip, the center of the pelvic floor, left hip, left knee, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, left third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, left ankle, knee, hip, center of pelvic floor, navel center, center of the chest, hollow at the base of the throat, eyebrow center, eyebrow center. Now the whole body, all those points of light, hold your awareness into the whole body. Your whole body resting. Now I invite you to take yourself back to standing at the edge of that beautiful, peaceful, sacred body of water. Feeling the sand or the soil, maybe the rocks beneath your toes. That sun, the fresh air on your face. Let that image, this scene, wash over and through your mind. You are standing in the center of your own circumstances. Here you stand, perfectly aligned with all aspects of your life. Opportunity, joy, passion, love, wealth, health, prosperity, all ahead of you. The challenges, the heartbreak, the confusion, the darkness, the lessons, the growth, the stepping stones that have brought you to this moment are behind you now and have enabled you to be right here. Knowing where you've been and feeling into where you are destined to go, and the joy of being in this moment, sun on your face, the breeze washing through you, the sound of the waters, the earth below. In the center of it all, come back to your Sankalpa. Repeat it to yourself. Face upward to the skies, to the sun. Your Sankalpa. Three more times. While the warmth of the sun remains, the sunshine, the breeze, the sound of the waters, the soil, the sand, this image, the scenery starts to ebb away, dissolve away far into the distance. Slowly and gently returning you back. Right here, feeling your body, noticing your body breathing, the spring of the inhale up, the warmth of the summer brewing, the fall of the breath back down, and the winter lingering before spring pops up again. Feel your body breathing. Listen to the sounds around you and within you. You could gently begin to move your hands, your feet, taking some deeper, longer, fuller, awakening breaths. Maybe you wiggle, you squiggle, you shimmy, invite in a big smile, a silly face. Maybe stretch your arms overhead, point the toes, big inhale, big cat in a sunbeam stretch. And let it all go. Maybe you stay on your back, stay in stillness, draw your knees into your chest, a little rock from side to side. Before eventually rolling over to your favorite side, cozying on up here. Pause wherever, however you desire, eyes closed. Pause here. And it's here where we close our practice and open our hearts. To right here, right now, to the alignment and the abundance, the limitlessness that awaits you. With my hands at my heart center, with so much gratitude, I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend. Shine on.